I can't get it out. Well, I never told you before. Oh, it's great to be with you this morning. Amen. And I'm sure glad it's the morning for the children to meet upstairs here with us. And I just hope that let's go to sit there. Good. As I get older, I find that when I work, I have to have a snack every once in a while. And so anyway, I hope there's enough in there to do me by the time I get done this story. Well, not really, but you'll know why I have it a little later on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read a couple verses from the scripture. Then I'm going to ask my wife Jan to come and Barb. And we're going to sing a chorus that... it's an oldie but goldie. Some of you might know it through camp. Somebody heard before, but I got to stop. See, some of you see that I've got an ouch. Now, it wasn't because of this, okay? No, don't. I didn't take the nail off. No, what happened was that I was taking my dock out. And my son-in-law has wanted to get back at me for years. No. He was helping me, and he didn't tell me that he was going to drop the ramp. So I no longer have a fingerprint on that finger. And but apparently it'll grow back in time. And so anyway, oh, but you know what? It's much a small thing. Do we have lots of time this morning? Well, what time does this luncheon start afterwards? Whoa, that's good. Do you know what the doctor told me? Now listen to this, boys and girls. One of the most sensitive areas that we have is our fingertips, one of them. And do you know where the other one is? You don't know. See, my daddy, he developed glaucoma in one eye and he lost his eye. And he would tell me how sensitive in his life, he was up in years, he told me of the most painful things he ever experienced. That was the most painful. So I was telling my doctor, I said, you know, such a small little thing and it's so sensitive. And I said, I read somewhere that when a fowl of prey, do you know what that means? Like an eagle or a crow or whatever, finds some roadkill, what he does, the first thing he does is he goes over and picks the eye of that animal. Why? To find out whether it's really dead or not. And you know what he told me? He said, we do that to humans sometimes. So what I'm saying is if you feel something peck in your eye, wiggle your fingers, I'm alive. Okay, I'm going to read some scriptures. That was just thrown in. You don't have to pay for that at all. Well, I better set this back here. Do you know why I did that? These are warmer. Okay, I want to read first in the book of Isaiah. You don't have to turn to it, but if you'd like to, chapter 40. And I just want to read this. To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One in verse 25. Lift your eyes up and look to heaven. Who created all this? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls them each one by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. Now, I want to go over to the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, and I'm going to read a few verses here. Agur, Solomon didn't write this, it was Agur, and if you go to chapter 30, it says who he is. It doesn't really give us a lot of information, but this is what he says. Four things on earth are small, yet they're extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Coonies or badgers are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with a hand, yet it is found in the king's palaces. Grandma Jan.
Can I take this one off and use it? Barbara is so talented that she's going to play this song, although she's never heard it. So she's playing along with me as I sing. It's a chorus we used to do at camp, A Great Big Wonderful God. Does anybody know it?
Sure.
Okay.
You haven't heard it?
So I guess I'm singing a solo, and you're going to help me the second time through. We've got a great big wonderful God, a great big wonderful God, a God who's always victorious, who's always watching over us, a great big wonderful God. We've got a great big wonderful God, a great big wonderful God. A God who loves every one of us, has done so much for all of us, a great, big, wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of his eye. We've got a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to our coming King. A great, big, wonderful God. Thank you. Shall we do it again? Yeah, I think we should do it again. Okay. We've got a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. A God who's always victorious, who's always watching over us. A great, big, wonderful God. We've got a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. God who loves every one of us, has done so much for all of us, a great, big, wonderful God. He never, never, never leaves us. He's always standing by to pick us up if we stumble. We're the apple of his eye. We've got a great, big, wonderful God. A great, big, wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King. Great, big, wonderful God. Very good.
Lights, please. That's great. I don't even think you need to shine it on me. I'm not. No, it's okay. Have you ever had a difficult day? You have? Okay. This is Kevin Goodkey. This is before he had to give up his electrical trade that day. So he went through to be a mechanic, okay? Yes, we've all had those days. I got to take this. I'm doing something this morning. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? You're going to find out today, folks. Because I ain't done this before. But anyway, yes, we have days that we wish we didn't have to live through. Yes, we run into many problems in our lives. Someone has said, cheer up, things could get worse, and what? And probably will. Yes, So what I'm saying is, life isn't a bowl of cherries. Life isn't all about things going right. I read a book just recently, and the author says, things go different. Isn't that a good way of putting it? They don't always go right. They go different. Life has, see if I got the right one here. Oh, many challenges. Challenges. Now, who was that before they went on a diet? Let me think. Okay, yeah, life has many challenges. There's big challenges, there's little challenges. Now, you know what? That tells me something that's going to lead us into what we're going to talk about. Have you ever seen something like this before? You know what? I'm a carpenter. Okay, no. I was at home visiting one time, and the lady of the house, husband was there, lady of the house said, hey, I got something for you. My husband never used it. I think she does all the carpenter work, but anyway, I know why she gave it away now. I do so. You can't, it's so big, cumbersome. But the trouble is, I'm sorry. Okay, why have I got this? I want to talk today about big and small, okay? Big and small. What we find is that, see, the difference could be measured in height of those two people. Or if I was going to bring a set of scales today and have people come up and stand. Oh, is there a problem here? Are some of you feel a little bit guilty? Yeah, I weigh 175 pounds. Yes, I do. But I'm not going to tell you the rest. Now, height. Did you know this? I just read this week again. Let me get this upright. Did you know that, okay, I'm hoping that's about the top of my head. You see way up there? That's what tall Goliath was. He was big, wasn't he? Yeah. And if we go to measure, okay, if we go to measure liquids, do we use this to measure liquids? No. What do we use? Go ahead. Pardon? Yes, we can use measuring cups. And, you know, for those, we have gallons, we have quarts, or we have liters, pints, so on. Now, I'm going to get my imperial and my metric mixed up here this morning because I'm an old timer. But anyway, we can do that. Now, do you know what? We also measure in distance. Now, I was about, I won't tell you that because you know how fast I was going. If I drove at 80 kilometers, it'd take me about an hour and a half to get here. So we measure by kilometers. Now, if I were to go to the lumber yard, and if I wanted a board 1 kilometer long, no, you wouldn't do that, would you? No, it's down to feet and inches or centimeters. Meters and centimeters. Yeah, we get smaller. And then we get right down. Oh, this has got centimeters near the side. But I just want to show you something here. Oh, just look at that. That's only 1 quarter. Now, do you know with a micrometer, do you know what a micrometer is? Oh. Yeah, here's a guy right here. Tell me what a micrometer is. Okay, we can use a micrometer. Do you know something that, this is what boggles my mind, is that people who work on machinists, who work on machines, they say, it's got to go down another thou of an inch. Ooh, that's getting pretty fine. Now, okay, just forget all I said. What we're going to do today, we're going to take a little journey. And this journey is going to remind us how small we are. And you don't talk in feet. You don't talk in meters. You don't talk in kilometers. We're going to talk in light years. Wow. See, it's so far out there. If you went to measure it with this measuring tape, how many measuring tapes would it? Oh my, it would take a lot of them. Do you know that light travels at 186,000 miles per second? If I was traveling this morning at the speed of light, which my wife thought I was, I would have to put my brakes on once I got in the seat of my car to get stopped here at Sterling. 186,000 miles a second. So you know something, boys and girls and moms and dads? There are stars, there's planets out there that we have to measure in light years. That is the distance they're away. Now, before we get there, I want to go to another slide. And I think it's this way we go right here. We have a comparison. And I want us to just get an idea today. Now, see, we see the third one over is Earth. And that is the size of a tomato cherry, maybe something just like that, okay? And then the next comparison, the largest one is Jupiter. And we can picture a watermelon. That's in our galaxy. Then we have Saturn and Uranus and Neptune. Okay, we have these comparisons. Now, what's rather interesting is we all think that the Earth is so big, and yet there's a planet in our solar system that is, wow, a lot bigger. Now, that's not the end of the story. That's not the end of the story, because we're going to go, I believe that's the one we're at. Just one second here. Here it is. Yes, we're going to do a little video now. And there's no words, there's no sound as far as, or anybody speaking, I should say, there's sound. But I want you to follow along, and this is going to give you an idea, a little idea of how big Earth really is. Enjoy the following comparison, starting with fast as it appears, our Moon, Mercury, Mars, Venus. Here is Earth. Now, I'm just going to leave it there. Uh-oh. Getting bigger. Oh, looky here. Canis Majoris, the largest known star. Now, I want to tell you something. Okay, I'm going to let this finish off here. See the size of Earth way out there? This star has a diameter of, wow, isn't that 2 trillion? It would take what? How many years to circle it one time. There are 100 billion galaxies out there. Well, well, well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, this is, some facts here I want to just relate to give you. To walk around the Earth would take 1.4 years. To walk around the sun would be 154 years. Of course, you'd come out mighty brown, but that is the circumference of the sun. Listen to this one. To fly around the Earth is 1.8 days. To fly around the sun is 205 days. Listen to this one. Now, here's another planet, or star, pardon me, they have found. It's called UY Scuti. And they say that if you were to fly around it, it's a little bigger than Majoris. Canis Majoris. It would take 1,806 years to fly around it. Now I want to ask you a question. Big and small. Wow. Big. See, the Earth is so small. Did you know? And that's why I have the golf ball with me today. Did you know that if this was the size of the Earth, okay, and we looked at Canis Majoris, that the last star there, do you know what? If we went to the province of Alberta, and I got to find 22 inches, it's a little smaller than Texas. Someone has said the state of Texas, but I'm using the province of Alberta. 22 inches thick. That's how many Earths to fill Canis Majoris. Whew. How does that make you feel today? If the Earth is that speck, do you see me on the Earth? We are a speck compared to our universe and the stars and planets that are out there. And folks, it's known space. You know, as they look out, they're discovering and discovering and known space. This morning, Cherry said, in the eons beyond time, when we're in eternity, are we going to be done learning? We don't know anything about learning, really, about knowledge, the knowledge of the Holy One. And what is it? And I got to say this, is, you know what? I probably can only, you know, this morning with my feeble little mind, and I know I'm aging, but, you know, have you ever found somebody comes up, I forget their name. God has all these stars numbered and named. Can you imagine? He is a mighty God. Now, what I want us to do today, I want to conclude in the few moments that we have. That clock is my enemy always. But anyway, I have something coming up next. Did I go backwards? Let me go this way. Oh, I like him. Okay. That's an ant. Now, see, Agur, he said there's four little things, small things. Now, we have we have this great planet or a star out there, and Canis Majoris, and it takes the province of Alberta 22 inches thick of these to fill it. Now I got to ask you a question. If we think we're small, what about that poor little ant? I think God specializes in little things. And, you know, there's much we can learn from the ant. There's much we can, and we don't have time today to do a lesson on the ant. I'd love to do it sometime, because I have uncles too, and I have cousins, and no. It's this little insect here called an ant. And you know what Agrius says? The ant, he's very small, but he's extremely wise. Now, I today want to challenge you to learn from small things. I mean, we don't have to remember a lot today, but we're going to remember just some things from little things. And because we're little. And we can learn from the ant. What can we learn? When you see an ant, oh, that's why I have these today, so we can learn from them. Oh, that's coming later. What can we learn from the ant? We're to be wise. You know, there's lots of intelligent people in this world, but they're not wise. Did you ever think of that? Yes, you can be very intelligent, but you may not be wise. Now, these ants, or the ant, do you know what it does? The scripture says, and according to Agur, they prepare food in the summertime for what? Or they gather it in the summertime for the winter months. They don't live in the past. They don't live in the present. They're wise enough to make plans for the future. Wow. We could learn from that, couldn't we? In many ways. But I want us today specifically to think of, wow, when I leave this little planet Earth, where am I going? Where am I going? Oh, you know what the psalmist says? Wise is the nation, or blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Yes, let we be wise and or blessed, because why? We know what God's word says and we're ready for eternity. Okay, let's go to the next one. Oh my goodness, isn't he cute? Yes, that's a little, and I'm going to call him a rock badger. It says that he's not very strong, but he lives in the rocks, and they're feeble. In other words, they're not real good scrappers, but my, oh my, they're wise because they know where to find protection. You know what? If we're here today and we know the Lord Jesus, where do we get protection? Oh, by knowing the word of God for our spiritual lives. But also, from protection, that is, yes, from the evil one that may come, because there's nothing that he would love more than to destroy us. But these little animals, they know when to hide when the predator comes. He goes back into his hole. They don't go very far from it. Okay, the next one is a locust. Remember, we go to the book of Exodus, and remember one of the plagues of Egypt was the locust. And you know what we can learn about the locust? Okay, what's the difference between a locust and a grasshopper? Very little. Locusts seem to gather in larger groups, we might say. And what's interesting about the locust is that, boy, when you get, and I'm going to call them a flock, a locust, we may, when they're all, we have them, there might be a cloud of them, but they can destroy a lot in a short while. You know what it says? They have no king. They don't have a leader, but they know enough to work together. Now, isn't that something? Locusts do. Christians should. We get a lot more done. Now, I'm not talking about destruction. We can do enough of that on our own. But when we band together, there's strength in numbers, isn't there? A threefold cord is what? Not easily broken. Okay, so we have the locusts. We can learn from the locusts in that, yes, they work together. This little lad. Now, is he cute? Now, I know some translations say the spider when we read Proverbs 30. More modern translations use the word lizard instead. And it really doesn't matter because neither one of them I like handling very much. But it says that, you know where they're found? They're found in king's palaces. You can catch them with your hand. And you say, well, what's got to do with king's palaces? I would say that it's got this to do with it. Just a suggestion. This is a GR suggestion. North of the number 7. Okay. I don't think he's such a cute little lad. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's not something I want to cuddle, and I wouldn't want to have him as a pet. But the most unlikely place he's found is in the king's palace. Oh, what a lesson we can learn this morning. Because, you know, if we're a child of the king, we weren't so cute in our sin. But, oh, God changed us. And today, we have the awesome privilege of coming right in to the King of Kings throne room through his son, Jesus Christ. Isn't that beautiful? Where can we be found? Oh my goodness, there's people out there last night. You know where they're found? Not so pleasant. And boy, today is the coverage we get on the news of people, in the drug scene and the streets and where people are living and all the rest of it. Folks, that's not living to our potential. No, that's not abundant living at all. But you know, we do have abundant life in the person of the Lord Jesus. And I want you to remember today, boys and girls, and mom and dads can remember this too. Is there any problem that's too big for God? Not at all. There isn't an issue in my life that is too big for God. But we think we're going to take dog. Oh, but here's another one. Is there anything too small for God? No. Not at all. There's nothing too small for God. Now, I forgot these boxes. I'm not done yet, okay? I'm not finished. Why did I bring these? I brought them along just to fool you. Huh? Could you smell them? You see, we have a little Bichon Frise, a little white ball of fur. And I'm sure he can smell ice cream. I can't smell ice cream. But there's certain things he loves ice cream. The problem he has is getting it out of the freezer and getting it into a cone. Now, okay, why did I today stop along the way? Oh, I love where Madoc is. Now, I'm going to take one here, probably, I don't know. Why did I bring it? It's not the same. No, I mean in size, okay? But what has that really got to do with it? I want the boys or girls, do you get Timbits once in a while? Okay, when you get a Timbit, what I want you to remember, okay? Wow, how small this earth is and how big the universe. So therefore, our God has to be a great, big, wonderful God. Can you see? And while you're reminded, you get a little bit of sugar? And what I'm going to do is afterwards, I was going to pass it out now. But if here and under, let's see, what do we say? If we said 50, we'd have half the people here. No. Okay, if you go to Sunday school, you're allowed to come up and I'll take that one out of there. And you can have yourself a Timbit. But there's a condition. What do you have to say when you pick it up? What do you have to say? You can have two, okay? You can have two. Now, isn't that cute? She said, say thank you. What I want you to, before you take it, I want you to say, God, you are a big God. And we are so small. But you know what the amazing part is? That God would focus on us. That's the amazing, amazing thing. That God would use us and pour out his love upon us. Okay, Grandma Jan, if you come back, we're going to sing that song one more time. And then we're going to conclude in prayer. And then, if you wonder where the children are, they are going to be with me, munching on Timbits, okay?
It doesn't matter, whatever's easiest. Let's stand. We've got a great big wonderful God, a great big wonderful God, a God who's always victorious, who's always watching over us, a great big wonderful God. We've got a great big wonderful God, a great big wonderful God, a God who loves every one of us, done so much for all. Big, wonderful God, who never leaves us, he's always standing by to pick us up when we stumble. We're the apple of his eye. We've got a great, big, wonderful God, a great, big, wonderful God. Oh, what a glory it is to sing praises to the coming King, great, big, wonderful God.
Father in heaven, we just want to thank you today that you have reminded us of how truly awesome you really are. And Father, just to think that, and our minds cannot grasp at all, the immensity of space. Oh, Father, today, yes, our little planet is so, so small. And yet, we are blessed that you have shown and bestowed your favor upon us, that you love us, you care for us, and Father, you're there for us all the time. Oh, Father, today, may we learn to trust you more. May we learn in our lives to put more confidence in who you are and what you can do for us, because there's nothing, absolutely nothing impossible with you. And so, Father, today, may we be wise like these little creatures of yours. Lord, humble creatures, and yet we can learn such valuable lessons from them. Lord, in the little things, we thank you and pray today that you'll bless each person here, and especially the young people, those that attend Sunday school. In Jesus' name, amen. Please don't rush.